We're going to do something good here. We're going to do something that's for humanity. I'm often accused of not doing enough for humanity, and here's my opportunity to set that record straight.
Go humanity.
There is a great program coming to Chicago that we need to tell you about that is designed to raise awareness, but also to treat service members who've left the service and they're dealing with issues of PTSD and other, whether it's stresses, emotional stresses or financial stresses, because there has been a spike in suicide in people who've come back now, especially, you know, you're coming off. Most of the people coming out now have had some sort of touch of combat operation somewhere around
multiple
the world.
Tours of duty. You're seeing that more and more.
And this is a program called Trail to Zero. And what they are going to do is there's going to be horses, actual trail horses, ridden throughout the city of Chicago by veterans who've gone through this program to learn equine skills. And they're going to be assisted by the mounted unit of the Chicago Police Department. And on Saturday, going to be moving throughout the Chicago area past a lot of really cool stuff. And joining us right now to talk about all of this and explain exactly what it is and do a better job of explaining it than I just did, Megan Hill McQueeney is President and COO of Bravehearts Therapeutic Riding and Education Center in Harvard. And Ron Hathaway, who's an equine manager and retired U.S. Air Force veteran. Thank you for your service, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. We really appreciate it.
So let's start... I'd like to just get an understanding, first of all, from Megan. What is it that you're training these men and women on?
Well, we have a program called Bravehearts. It's a 501c3 nonprofit, and we are based out of Harvard, Illinois. And since 2007, we've been servicing veterans with horses for them, for vets to come out and have a chance, have a space to heal and spend time with the horses.
Anybody who's been on a horse, I think, can identify with that feeling of just feeling like you can kind of let life go and the stresses go, and it's therapeutic. There's a healing quality to it. There can be, and I know you've witnessed this firsthand. Tell us about some of the things you've seen with this interactivity with horses.
Yeah, horses are just exceptional. They are extraordinary in what they can do in so many ways, and they can help veterans and people with all various needs, physically, cognitively, emotionally. Once you have a chance to spend some time around horses, they really tell you who you are without being so, you know, point blank and spelling it out for us. And sometimes as humans, you know, we don't want to talk to other people, and sometimes we don't even want to listen, but the horses have a way to get to us.
Horses have a look in their eyes.
They do.
That is very knowing. And it is interesting because, and I think it's also given their size and their capabilities that you, and they're obviously very trainable. I've been in the racing business for a long time, and it is, I know a number of these horses that get used. I mean, I know that we have taken horses off the track and sent them into programs like this because, you know, they're very trainable, right? That's how they grew up. They're super smart. You know, once you kind of get the racing part out of them, they can become incredibly great partners to people.
Most definitely.
And what is your, so in terms of, Ron, in terms of your experience with this, tell us a little bit about your path to get there.
Okay, well, I'm a retired Air Force vet, did 24 years in the Air Force, had three combat tours, got out in 2007 and just started having a really hard time dealing with everything. I was to the point where I spent 90% of my time alone in the garage smoking cigars. Couldn't talk to my family. I had lost my job. I was on the way of losing my house. I couldn't take care of myself anymore. And basically, I'd ready to commit suicide. I'd picked out a date that I was going to commit suicide and a method to do it. And my wife came out in the garage one day and said, "You're going to get help." And I entered a 120-day mental health. You know, they locked me up for a while there. And while I was at that program, I was just kind of checking squares off and didn't want any problems, but I just wanted to get done so I could get out and finish what I was planning on doing. And so I was just doing whatever they asked me to do. And one of the things they asked me to do was to go down to Bravehearts and ride. Well, I'd been locked up for a month and not out of my room or anything, and thinking, hour and a half ride down, sit around for 2 hours, won't have to talk to anybody, but I'll be outside, and another hour and a half ride back. And so I jumped at it. When I got there, from the moment they introduced us off the bus, we talked to them and everything else for the whole night, it was just amazing. I still wasn't talking to anybody or anything else, but they got me up on a horse named Boone. And I had never been around horses before. Knew where they ate, knew what came out the other end, but that's about it. And they got me up on Boone, and it couldn't have been more than 3 or 4 steps. And I just had this big, just release, just relaxation and just comfort. And it was so alien to me at the time, I didn't even realize what was happening, that it was a good, positive feeling. But I kept coming back and still come back and learned a little bit more as I went along. And now I'm taking care of all the horses around there. I wouldn't change it for the world. I have a better relationship with my family than I ever have. I can talk to people. I can be in the same room with people. But before I went to the hospital and met Megan at Bravehearts and that, I had a granddaughter, Samantha, who I couldn't even hold or be with or around. And now she's my whole world. We do everything together, and it's just an amazing thing. The horses are unbelievably capable of healing.
It's a moving, very moving story. 162 veteran suicides in Illinois in 2016, representing over 10% of all suicides in Illinois. And the other statistic here, I just want to throw out there, 100,000 veterans in the Chicago area have been diagnosed with the PTSD. And so many of them either don't know necessarily what will help them or don't turn to help. And you certainly found a program that is helping.
Yeah. And, the VA, I've always had a good relationship with my doctors and everything else, but everything they threw at me to try to cure me for my PTSD and anxieties and all that just didn't work. It didn't have any effect at all. And to be honest with you, when I went down to Bravehearts, and if you would have told me that horses were the way for me to become part of society again, I would have thought it was silly. I would have never believed it. So they're just amazing. The animals are amazing, and the way that they can read you and help you through periods is just incredible.
Yeah,
that's so well said and so true, because when you're on a horse and it's guiding you, it's walking for you, and even if you don't know where you're going,
most definitely,
it knows where you're going.
Yeah,
it knows where you need to go.
Yep.
Right. And they are selfless in so many ways, and you don't see that really in the animal world so much, right? And they can have a very, very calming effect, and especially their ability to even like when you nuzzle a horse, right? You're you're on the flash, or you just watch their nostrils. What they speak with.
Yeah,
you learn so much from their nostrils and from their ears, which way the ears are going,
eyes.
Yep. When they're looking at you, it's completely calming, because they almost have that expression like, I got you.
Yep, they're there for support with you. I think the reason it works so well for veterans is, well, there's a number of reasons. First of all, the horses, you have to earn their trust. And veterans are in active duty, we have to get your trust, and we have a lot of issues with the civilian population sometimes and getting closer to them. So to get the trust for both of you, getting the horse, getting our trust and us getting the horse's trust, is part of that key. Horses are herd animals. They like to be around their own kind. And of course, military vets are
same way.
Like to be around their own kind.
Mm-hmm.
And we're both looking for a purpose in life. And the horse is looking for leadership, and we're looking for a little bit of leadership there. And it's like a 49-51% ratio where you're...
where are you? Are you the 49 or the 51?
Some days I'm the 49. When I'm riding, I'm hopefully the 51%, because they want to be safe. That's all,
right.
The horse is a prey animal, so it thinks everything is going to eat it. That's
right.
Its instinct.
It's true.
So whether it's a shadow or a breeze or a noise or whatever, that's
right.
That's what are.
They don't like things coming up from under them or behind them.
Behind them. Yep. And Veterans with PTSD, things of that sort, same thing. High alert all the time. We think something's gonna get us or someone we love, and we react. We stay on that high, super high alert all the time, and that's what wears you down and gets you to the point where you can't go anymore.
All right, Ron, hold on one second for me. Megan, hold on. We're going to come back and talk about how people can see this event when it's actually happening on Saturday. It's a really special moment here coming to Chicago. But first, before we do that, Kim, what's coming up in the news at the bottom of the hour?
Row more FBI raids today at government offices in the state. We'll tell you who was targeted coming up.
For the news at 10, watch WGN. Micah Mater and Joe Donlin, Dan Rohn, and Chicago's most trusted meteorologist, Tom Skilling. For TV news at 10, watch Chicago's very own WGN.
All right, in studio with us right now, Megan Hill-McQueenie and Ron Hathaway. Megan Hill-McQueenie is the president and COO of Bravehearts Therapeutic Riding and Educational Center in Harvard, Illinois. And Ron is a 24-year Air Force veteran who was suffering from the effects of his service emotionally, thought of committing suicide. We'll put this up for podcast, so I can't really do justice to Ron's story the way that he told it.
No.
So I encourage people to listen to the podcast if you've missed this. It's an amazing story of recovery and how this particular interaction with horses, right, through this program, through this amazing program, Bravehearts, saved his life. And that's and so in order to promote this and so people can see what's really going to happen here, the Trail to Zero ride is coming to Chicago on Saturday. Where does it start, Megan?
Yes, sir, that's correct. We are starting at the Armory. We are going to be riding 20 miles all throughout Chicago. We'll be finishing up at Soldier Field. We'll have our route on our website, which is trailtozero.org. And the whole name, Trail to Zero, is that our organization, our veterans who ride and who participate at Bravehearts, really believe, as we all do in our community at Bravehearts, it's an epidemic. It's not acceptable for the United States to have this tragedy of losing 20 veterans a day. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to go ride horses. We've already done it in Washington, D.C. We've already done it in New York City this year. We're going to do it in Chicago this Saturday. And we want to ride to help get that number down to zero. We want to let vets know that they matter. We want to let veterans know that we support them and that if nothing else works, try a horse, get connected with a horse, find a program, and you're certainly anyone's welcome to come out to Bravehearts. All of our services are free, and we anticipate to serve more than 1,000 individual veterans in more than 20,000 sessions with horses this year alone.
How about that?
And when you hear Ron's story on the podcast, for those who didn't hear it, those who heard it, you understand how you tried everything, you know, through chemical therapy and all the rest of stuff,
Most definitely.
The VA, the VA gets a bad reputation a lot. Politicians and media and stuff like that have a tendency. My experience with the VA has always been through my family has always been a very, very positive one.
As mine was too. I mean they tried everything they possibly could have, and they introduced me to Bravehearts and the horses, and you know, that just happened to be the one thing that worked for me. And I just think that the horses with you know, whether it's PTSD, anxieties, or even, you know, physical injuries and stuff like that, the horses are just amazing to get you to calm and relax and find that quiet place.
TrailToZero.org is the website, and these veterans and the horses who are going to be parading essentially through Chicago, taking this trail ride through the city of Chicago past, you know, starting, it's going to go past a number of major places, including the Bean, and then on to Soldier Field. Go to that website, trailtozero.org. You could see the route, and they will be assisted by members of the Mounted Patrol, the Chicago Police Department, too. So it'll be a beauty. It's a great picture to take here. Thank you both for being here, and thank you for what you've done. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks for your service.
Kim's News coming your way in 2 minutes.